With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. CIBA president says Cayman basketball is on the rise after the men's national 3x3 team brought home double bronze from the FIBA Caribbean Cup in Nassau.
This is a tremendous moment for basketball in the Cayman Islands. We started this journey in the 3x3 realm just about a year and a half ago. We were ranked 130th in the world, and we knew very little. But everything starts with a dream and with a vision, and we got our team together, and we've been pushing towards that ever since. And we're very happy to say that we're starting to see the fruits of our labor.
Colin Anglin tells Radio Cayman Sports the team's performance in Bahamas was no fluke. Cayman took down some of the region's most established basketball nations.
We're extremely proud of what our team was able to accomplish. You know, just to put it in perspective, you know, over the course of these two tournaments that we attended during the Caribbean Cup, we defeated St. Lucia, we defeated Jamaica, we defeated Trinidad and Tobago, and we defeated the Bahamas. These are all top-ranked teams.
Anglin says that the results reflect the growth of the sport at home and the commitment of everyone involved.
Of course, this tournament was between the top six ranked teams in the Caribbean. And as you know, Bahamas basketball, Jamaica basketball, Trinidad basketball, etc., they are powerhouse programs, and they've been making a tremendous impact in FIBA right now. So for us to be able to do that, that really is a testament to the development of basketball here, to the ability of our coaches that coach our national programs, and of course of our players, their dedication, their hard work, their work ethic.
But the CIBA president says this is just the beginning.
It's a wonderful moment to share, but we're not resting on our laurels because our job isn't done. You know, our goal is not just to be where we are right now, but we're aiming for higher heights. And so this is a tremendous motivation. It's something great that we can celebrate now, but our work is far from over. We still have a way to go, but we're certainly very encouraged and very motivated to get there.
Cayman Islands basketball is now ranked 39th in the world in the 3x3 youth men category. In other local sports, Cayman Juniors impress at the Canadian Junior Squash Open. A big shout out to Kaylee Pear, Maximilian Wolf, Gavin Ramos, Claudia Bullmore, Brody McComb, and Coach Julian Jervis, who just wrapped up a week of high-level squash at the Canadian Junior Open. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with the details.
The team held their own against world-class competition and even squeezed in a few snowball fights between matches. Next up is the U.S. Junior Open in Philadelphia, where Kaylee and Maxie will be joined by Sienna and Coach Julian. In other squash news, Team Cayman also made their mark at the Senior CASA Championships. The women's team finished third overall, officially qualifying for the 2026 Central American and Caribbean Games in the Dominican Republic. Cayman placed fourth overall in the team standings.
Thank you, Carsley. And the 2025 inter-secondary netball competition wrapped up with fierce battles across five age divisions as Cayman's top schools vied for supremacy. Clifton Hunter High School were the standout performers, winning the under-14 division and placing second in both the under-12 and under-16 age groups. CIS took the under-12 title, while John Gray High School claimed gold in the under-16s. In the under-18 division, St. Ignatius Catholic School emerged champions ahead of Cayman Prep A and UCCIA. Cayman Academy made their mark in the Consolation Cups, winning both the under-14 and under-18 brackets. Lead PE specialist is Carrie-Anne Jones-Hilton.
For the inter-secondary competition this year, we had four divisions, and under-14, under-12, under-16, and under-18, where we had O'Reilly for the first time. We had eight teams, four under-14, six and five teams for the under-12 and 16. Now, it was fierce competition, and we also had first-time entrants, CF schools, and they came in with fierce competition. As I said earlier, we are proud of their development and all that they achieved in the competition. And I just want to say special thanks to the Cayman Islands Netball Association, the Department of Sports, and the Department of Education for working together to pull off this another successful year of netball.
Lead PE specialist for primary and secondary schools, Carrie-Anne Jones-Hilton. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.